As they fled their homes, many of Katrina's victims had just minutes to decide which of their most treasured belongings to take. Now they've had some time to think about the things they were forced to abandon, and they wonder if they'll ever see those items again. NPR's Carrie Kahn talked with some evacuees in Texas who've been left with little more than memories.
A cherished poem, a child's honor roll certificate, a vintage photo. It's still hard for many survivors to talk about such losses. Most are still giving thanks for being alive. But Marianne McKinney says she just can't stop thinking of her photos floating around New Orleans, especially one she had just restored. The photo shows her parents together just after her father returned from World War II.
My mom had on a pink sweater, and she had her hair waved. They used to use the clips to wave them. And, I mean, it was just, she had gold teeth, and my dad, a nice little hat, and they looked like the perfect couple.
McKinney says she's been trying to comfort her pregnant daughter, who's upset about losing everything she bought for her new baby. She says she warned her daughter about ignoring a family tradition, not buying anything for the new baby until the mother is at least 8 months pregnant.
So it's bothering her. All my baby clothes floating around in the water. I said, but you're alive. And that happened because you brought them too early. If you had listened, you'd be just now buying your baby clothes and they wouldn't be floating in the water.
Of all the things Dana Lynn Tate lost in the hurricane, she misses most those that belong to her little brother.
That's the only thing I want back is his stuff.
Tate says her brother was killed by a stray bullet in a neighborhood shooting last April. Whenever she missed him, she says wearing his favorite basketball jersey would help.
You know that was him when he had that jersey on. His jersey was a red and it was a Houston jersey. Matter of fact, Houston Rockets jersey. It was red and yellow, huh? It was number 5. I don't know who number 5 for the Houston Rockets, but that was the one. I remember it.
The hardest part for many is losing treasured photos of relatives who've long since died. Kim Lewis can't stop thinking of a picture taken of her late sister.
She was standing up. She had her hair in like a ponytail with some white high shorts on with a yellow shirt on. And it was her birthday, as a matter of fact. And we took the pictures and got them on her T-shirt.
Lewis says all the relatives got a T-shirt with that photo emblazoned on it and wore it to her sister's funeral. Both the photo and the T-shirt were lost in the flood. Lethia Gouchard says when the water rushed into her ground floor apartment, she watched her beloved books fall from the shelves.
I collected books, dictionaries, encyclopedias. I had a 5-piece set of Black History reference. I had a set of Grolla International. I had all kind of reference books.
She smiles, remembering some of her best rummage sale finds, an unabridged set of Mark Twain's books and a collection of Langston Hughes' poetry. She says her poems were all lost, except for one, she adds, that she got published back in the 80s. She hopes she can contact the publisher and get a copy sent to her once she's settled into a new home. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.